Getting a lot of text messages about the teacher that's impacting your life. It's a thank you Thursday on Chicago's Afternoon News, meaning about 5:20, we're thanking teachers. So you might just hear your name on the air. On the air right now, who's going to join us is Kara Crutcher. She is an attorney, a clinical fellow at Northwestern Law, and she is one of the attorneys that signed the letter sent to Mayor Lightfoot urging her to abandon the new ordinance targeting gang members. Not only did you sign it, Kara, you actually co-authored it, correct?
I did.
And so has the mayor responded?
Not to my knowledge. Again, I am not the only author. And so if we've heard something, I have not yet been made aware.
Okay. The only thing I saw is that she said her administration needs to do more to, quote, educate the public about the ordinance. So why don't you educate us? What is the ordinance that the mayor is trying to push through that targets gang members?
Yeah, so it's called the Victims Justice Ordinance. And the proposed law essentially will create a civil cause of action against people that are alleged to be affiliated with street gangs, meaning that the city can sue you for money. So these aren't criminal charges, but there's a lot of issues with that, right? They're constitutional issues, including due process issues. You're not entitled to an attorney because it's a civil lawsuit. And if you fail to appear for that lawsuit, the city is entitled to seize property they allege is associated with your gang activity, or excuse me, alleged gang activity, such as the house that you reside in, a car that you use to go someplace to allegedly engage in that activity. And there are a number of other issues. I think the most important here is that it is going to lead to the over-policing yet again of Black, brown, and poor communities.
Okay, let's listen to the mayor describing it.
What we are proposing is a tool in civil courts that gives us the opportunity to go after those gangs that are wreaking havoc, and in particular, take away the profit motive from them by seizing assets that they have been able to purchase because of their violent activity in our neighborhoods.
And this has been done in the past, hasn't it, Kara? It's been done where they've taken cars from drug dealers or boats from people who are illegally fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And has it worked?
So research shows that across the country, the median amount that municipalities such as the city of Chicago is seizing from folks is around $1,200. In some areas, it's only a couple hundred dollars. So what that means is that people that are being targeted are poor people, and they are taking things that are crucial to the stability of their lives, such as their homes, their cars, et cetera. And these aren't necessarily the homes and cars that the people who are going to be engaged in these civil lawsuits, it might not even be their property. It could be, say, their grandmother's property or a sibling or something like that. And so there are many other ways to address violence in the city. Yes, there are issues. A lot of that is tied to systemic poverty and continuing to incentivize the police to police poor people is just not the answer.
How is this different from the RICO Act that the feds use a lot? Because I thought that was more of in criminal court, not civil court.
Well, this will be solely in civil court. So what that means is the city of Chicago can bring civil suits against people, and some of these can reach up to $10,000. And a lot of folks just simply aren't going to be able to pay that.
But if they're proven in civil court to have violated crimes, isn't that a punishment that they should face? I mean, why is it not?
I think that's putting a pretty narrow scope on the range of reasons why crime is an issue in this city. And, you know, I'm not going to take us on a full history lesson there. Yes, there are people that do bad things. More often than not, there are people who do not have their basic needs met and are engaging in behavior that is a result of not living in community that has access to, like, grocery stores.
I understand that. I get all of that. But those same people currently are subjected to prison terms if they commit crimes, or jail terms, or fines if they commit a crime. Why would this be different than that?
So this would be different because it essentially is not a criminal claim, right? So this would be just for money. This is for accessing money that is assumed to be related to their gang activity. And so let's say criminal charges are brought. You can also be bringing civil charges, which is essentially just taking money on the behalf of funding the city. And it might be money, homes, property, that isn't even kind of the core of, let's say, the person who has criminal charges at the center of their lives. It might be the money, home, property of people in their family, and that is a serious concern.
Is it also true that the burden of proof would be lower in civil court than it would be in criminal, or is that not true?
In civil court, it would be different. I believe it would be lower, yes.
We're talking to with Kara Crutcher. She's the attorney clinical fellow at Northwestern Law, and she's one of more than 50 attorneys that signed this letter to Mayor Lightfoot urging her to abandon the new ordinance targeting gang members. At the same time, people are yelling at the mayor, do something. I mean, everybody is fed up with the violence in this city. Something needs to be done, and it seems like a lot of the violence is coming out of the gangs. So it seemed like an alternative, something that might get their attention if they don't want to lose. I mean, they're not going to lose their house if it's a $10,000 fine. That's the limit that they could fine them, correct?
And these they can be sued for $10,000, and let's say they fail to pay that, then they can come for someone's mortgage. It's not up to $10,000 if they fail to pay the initial civil charge.
And so this is pretty typical of what we're hearing right now in the text line from 773. Why does anyone want to fight for criminals to have more rights? They turned our city upside down and must be stopped. How do you react to that?
The way that I react to that is we really have to pay attention to the framing of these questions. We are so quick to criminalize people and not think about the things that they are missing in their lives that we take for granted, those of us that have the privilege of access to things that meet our basic needs. And so I really caution engaging in those questions with that framing, because it tells me that we need to have a more comprehensive understanding of why people are engaging in crime and the racial history that is embedded in that, particularly in Chicago.
Well, it's a tough case to present to average folks who don't do crimes. You know, I get it. I know what you're talking about. I understand the history, not to the extent that you might, but for everyday Americans who are becoming victims of crimes and people in Chicago who are afraid to walk down the street, they're just like, we got to do something. So I think a lot of people thought,
you know, there are people that are doing great work. You know, there are people in those very same communities that people are scared to walk down that are organizing and doing work to create strategies around violence reduction, strategies that are not going to lead to over-policing and that are, in fact, going to empower people to look out for each other, to care for each other, and to spread peace in their neighborhoods. Good Kid, Mad City, for example, Asada's Daughters. I can go on. There are people in the city that are doing the work, and they, unfortunately, are not being considered when ordinances like this are being rolled out.
And what do you think the mayor is going to do? How do you think she's going to accept your letter, and do you think it's going to have an impact?
I hope it has an impact. I will not speak for her. We will see how she reacts.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me. Take care.